24. 10 questions to ask non-Christian friends in return. Hardest Christian questions for atheists or agnostics. Some of the questions might not be answered, therefore add hypothetically to get them to answer it. Once the question is answered, then one can follow up with what is in brackets. The most difficult part is to help people break through the media smokescreen and propaganda education so that they can see. Top 5 questions to ask 1. What is the meaning of life? Do you live by this, and can you prove it with science? If it is happiness, isn't that self-gratification? Can you prove it? Because happiness is subjective and is defined differently across persons. For a Christian, the meaning of life is to know God as Father and Yeshua Jesus, the Messiah whom he has sent. In other words, having a relationship with God. 2. Is your conscience a fact or feeling, and can you prove it with science or where it came from? 3. What are the chances that there is no creator who put life together? Give a percent from 0 to 100%, 100% meaning no chance. If anything less than 100%, why the doubt? If you say, I will never know. How do you know that if you haven't sought him, have you sought him? 4. When you die, if you were going to hell and not heaven and you could do something about it, would you want to know? 5. Would you want a relationship with the Creator who made the sun, moon, stars, air, food, water, beach, life, and all the rules that govern them? Next 4 questions to ask. 1. Have you sincerely asked God to reveal himself to you with an honest heart, something like, I don't want to go through life without knowing you, not I just want to know if you exist? 2. From a human perspective, is there a great man in history who impacted this world more than Jesus? Even the date you write is because of him? If Jesus is the greatest, why don't you listen to him? 3. This is a testing ground for eternity. If you were going to select a group of people to spend eternity with, how would you filter them out before? In other words, what would you look for in the people? If you say goodness, how is it possible to be good without God's laws? Do you have your laws? If someone knocked on your door and asked, can I stay at your house forever because I am good, would you let them? Wouldn't it be reserved for people whom you love and love you? These people will defend you, speak well of you, listen and dialogue with you even when others persecute them for it. 4. What would God need to do to get your attention without showing himself physically to you? If the answer is why can't he just show himself? If he did, then your time would be up and you would no longer have the choice. Last questions to ask. 1. When you die and stand before God one day, what excuse will you use when he asks you why you have rejected his son Jesus? Would it be one of the following? Oh, blame him for not showing himself physically to you when you haven't sought him. Oh, millions of religions out there, meanwhile, you never took the time to diligently seek him out. Oh, others who are educated said this or that. Oh, he didn't make it clearer when you haven't sought him. Oh, didn't have enough facts. When you don't live by facts, but your choices, like many getting the vaccine without testing it themselves, but trusting the media. Oh, challenge him for suffering in this world because you are more righteous, know better, and do more good with what you have than he does. Oh, all of the above. Someone would flip the question and ask a Christian, it is simple. I know there is no God but the God of Israel. But to answer the hypothetical question, I would say, there's no other man in all of history who impacted the world for good more than Yeshua, and he pointed to himself as the way. He revealed himself to me when I humbled myself and asked God to show me the way. He pointed to Yeshua, he is alive.